Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. After finishing this first ruku and this great wonderful discussion, very enjoyable academic discussion and very spiritual enriching discussion, the Mufassirin have written the khulasa and the summary of it at the end. And it is great food for thought, and especially for ulama to study it in the original kitabs and in its detail will be extremely beneficial and very greatly enjoyable. That is the ayat which are known as muhkamat, the clear, strong ayats, and which are ummul kitab, the pure teachings of deen. And opposite to that, the mutashabihat. There are those ayats which the meaning is not so clear, or there are double meanings in there. And also very interesting to note that all this discussion has come with regard to the deputation of the Christians of Najran that had come to Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam to debate about Christianity. In there also is a great lesson. The world knows very clearly, and even the Christians know, that what they came to debate about was not the teachings of Isa alayhi salam. Isa alayhi salam never said that he is Allah. He never said that you must worship me. He never said that he is the son of God. None of those things. And that is what they came and debate about. So when that is, the world knows that that is wrong, that is not correct, and the Christians themselves have got so many groups, the one declaring the other as non-believers on account of these wrong beliefs. Then Allah has put it in the Quran Sharif for the Muslims to read, that we don't make the same mistake also. That we also go way far away from the teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, only keeping the label of Islam. لا يبقى من الإسلام إلا اسمه. Only the name of Islam, but inside no teachings of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, the teachings of the Quran and Hadith, but all scientific methodology and all university things, all that is brought and kept, in the name of it is kept Islam. Or all bid'at, rusumat, innovations in deen, and that thing's name is kept Islam. Modern things are brought in, and those things are kept Islam. And all this, the essence of it is, as explained, it is what a person has got in his heart. A person loves dunya, the things of this dunya, whether it is sports, whether it's music, whether it's a lifestyle, whether it's the dunya's education, all those things of the dunya. And he has got that kaji, that crookedness in his heart. That person takes out all the wrong meanings from the Quran Sharif. Therefore it is absolutely essential, whoever want to, no matter how great an alim it can be, if we want to take out the correct meaning, the first thing is to clear the heart, to get purity in the heart. And that is by Sohbat al-Saliheen, who are the real true lovers of Allah, to stay in their company and to make dhikr regularly according to their teachings, how they have taught how we should make dhikr. Then our hearts will become clear. And until and unless the heart is not purified of the ways of the kuffar and their lifestyle, their education, etc., a person is doing great harm to himself, to the ummah, and to his akhirat when he takes out all the wrong meanings now from the Quran Sharif. Easy way to understand this, a practical example. A father advised his son on his deathbed, "My son, you must go to work only in the shade, and you must return from work in the shade. And second advice, you must eat every day the best food, the most delicious, the best food. And the third advice, every year you must make a new nikah, you must get married again." So the son had put up a shade from his house to his workplace. He should go to work 10, 11 o'clock and come back from work 2, 3 o'clock walking in the shade. And he told his wife to cook the best food every day and to eat the most delicious, most rich, best food. But then when the year passed and now the time came that he has to make a new nikah, and he loved his wife very much and he could not take the thought of having another wife over his wife. So he asked his father's best friend, his secretary, who knew his father very well, what to do now. He said, "You are stupid. You didn't understand any of your father's advices. He didn't mean you put up a shade and you go to work 10, 11 o'clock and you come back 2, 3 o'clock. He meant go to work before sunrise, when it is still cool, and come back from work after sunset. Work hard the whole day. And eat only when you're very hungry. Then whatever food, it will be the most tastiest food. And that you must make nikah every year, have relations with your wife only once a year. And that will be like a new nikah every time. If every now and then you're going to have relations with your wife, you'll get tired of her. But once in a year." So he did not understand. Like that, when we also in our hearts have got all the wrong things, where are we going to understand the right teachings of the Quran Sharif? We have to purify our hearts first. And so this is an absolute essential thing. Academically, the discussion is very enjoyable also, that the muhkamat, which are the clear commands of Allah Ta'ala. Like for example, namaz is a command of deen. Everyone knows. Roza, Islam teaches 5 times namaz. Non-Muslims also know it. Now, unfortunately, there are those people who took the meaning of namaz according to the dictionary, and that means dua. So what they say, you just have to sit for a little while and just meditate and make some dua. That is namaz. The world knows that is not namaz. Roza is sabr. So they say that it doesn't mean you must stay hungry. Whenever any conditions come, you just make sabr, you kept roza. Completely wrong. And also, shaitan does not use ordinary people, even not ordinary people, not even ordinary ulama or muftis, but he uses those people who are very, very well known and who have a great following. In fact, shaitan's work is that without one knowing it, he will make one acquire a lot of knowledge of deen. He will make one very pious also. And then you have a great following. Then he drops you down. And he takes you on the wrong road. Then he doesn't only take you alone. He takes your whole following also on the towards Jahannam. So therefore, when people like this, when clear-cut things like interest is haram, the whole world knows that Islam does not permit interest. But just by changing the name from interest to profit, and just changing all the transactions with Islamic flowery names, now all interest has been made halal. In the name of Islamic banking, in the name of all the technical terms that are used in Sharia, interest has been made halal now. And also photography, which is totally haram. The whole ummah for 1400 years accepted it fully as haram. And they use big ulama shaitan to declare it as permissible. And in that way have led how many followers all go with them on the wrong road towards Jahannam. So a person has to understand that the muhkamat, the Ummul Kitab, the clear teachings of Islam, never to interfere with them. Then you have the Mutashabihat. Those ayats where Allah in His wisdom has put the Mutashabihat, which have got an ambiguous meaning or meaning which is not so clear. And the Rasikhin fil Ilm, those people who are well grounded in knowledge, they accept it wholeheartedly and they interpret it according to the clear-cut ayats of the Quran. They don't take out new meanings and give a different representation of Islam, a modern representation. They accept and they follow the way of the Sahaba. And that is to check. Whatever comes in our mind and heart, is this the teachings and the way of the Sahaba or not? Allah made them the criteria, and who follows them are rightly guided. And who discard them and follow modern ways, and so strange, they will follow the ways of the modernists, of America, of Britain, all who are the enemies of Islam, and they will say they are on the right path and they are teaching the true deen when it is a complete wrong deen. So a person must be very careful. In essence it is that a person must cleanse his heart. If his heart is clean, like for example in a marriage where there is love between husband and wife, there also a person tells the other person, you stupid, but you were that love, it's well accepted. It's not, no offense is taken. One tells the other one, you dirty. They don't take any offense. But if there's no love between them, and now tell the other one, you stupid, and that becomes a big problem and a very big fight. Or you tell the other one, you very dirty, you filthy, and there's no love between them. So if we don't have love of Islam, we won't understand Islam. We have to have love of Allah, love of the Quran, love of the way of the Sahaba, then we will understand Islam. Otherwise we cannot understand Islam, we will put some other thing and just label it Islam. But just by labeling, it doesn't become Islam. May Allah let us understand this great glorious kitab Allah has given us, and this changing of meaning is what is called tahrif, that you change the meanings of the Quran Sharif. And all that comes because of the filth and dirt which is in the heart of kufr, the lifestyle of the kuffar, how they love to live like that, how their education system, their whatever, all their fashions, their name, brand, all those things, when the love of that is in the heart, then a person goes astray like that. May Allah Ta'ala guide us to righteousness and grant us the true teachings of deen practically also.